For today's reading, we're starting in Exodus chapter 25, Exodus 25, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel that they take for me a contribution. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall receive the contribution for me. And this is the contribution that you will receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram's skins, goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones, and stones for setting, for the ephod and for the breastpiece, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all of its furniture, so you shall make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, a cubit and a half its breadth, and a cubit and a half its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and outside you shall overlay it, and you shall make on it a molding of gold around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it and put them on its 4 feet, 2 rings on the one side of it and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark by them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony that I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, and 1 cubit and a half its breadth. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work you shall make them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat, you shall make the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, their faces toward one another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people. You shall make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its breadth, and 1 cubit and a half its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a molding of gold around it. And you shall make a rim around it, 1 handbreadth wide, and a molding of gold around the rim. And you shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and fasten the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. Close to the frame the rings shall lie as holders for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried with these. And you shall make its plates and dishes for incense, and its flagons and bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold, and you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me regularly." So here in today's reading, we have the Lord beginning to instruct Moses concerning a sanctuary for him, a tabernacle. The Hebrew writer refers to it as a tent, but we're talking about the tabernacle in which the ark would be, and a place that was associated with the presence of God. And first of all, they were to take up a contribution in order to produce the items for this tabernacle. And he makes this statement, "from every man whose heart moves him." So apparently it was a free will offering. And so they contribute gold, silver, bronze, yarn that's made of blue and purple, fine linen, goat's hair, skins, goat skins, the wood, acacia wood, which acacia wood was a hardwood, and it was a hardwood that, and still is a hardwood that resists, you know, climate changes, temperature changes, those types of things. So it was a very good type of wood to be using for furniture and for items that are going to be carried out as they move around. And so then they were going to have oil that was going to be producing lamps, spices for anointing and fragrance, different stones that were going to be used on the ephod and the breastpiece. And verse 80 says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst. God wanted to dwell among his people. He wanted them to be able to see that he was with them. He's been protecting them. He's been feeding them. He carried them out of Egypt. But he says, I want a little bit more than this. I want them to see me. And I think part of that was for them to see also Moses with God. And he makes a statement in verse 9, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture shall you make it. Well, in Hebrews chapter 8, when the Hebrew writer is discussing Jesus as the high priest and it being a high priest of a better covenant, he makes mention of Moses regarding this tabernacle. In Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 5, it says, when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, see that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. And so that God made that point to Moses that he needed to do things exactly as he was instructed. That is, according to the authority of God. Then they begin to construct the ark again out of this acacia wood. And it says 2 cubits and a half shall be its length. Well, remember that a cubit is about 18 inches. So this would have been, what, about 45 inches? So just shy of 4 feet. In length, a cubit and a half, its breadth, and a cubit and a half, its height. Overlaying it with all this gold and making these cherubim on top, the cherubim facing each other, the wings facing each other, and a mercy seat in the middle where God would be. And twice he makes mention that he's going to put into the ark the testimony that he would give him. Likewise, he tells him to make a table. This table, again, out of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit breadth, 1.5 cubits height, overlay it with pure gold, and then some molding, or I think that's decoration on it, a rim, and then rings, just like were instructed to be put on the ark, and poles so that it could be carried. Remember, the ark was never to be carried by hand. They were to use those poles that they would put through the rings, and the priests were to carry the ark. You might remember there was a certain individual that lost his life because they were carrying the ark on an ox cart, and it began to lean one way, and that individual put up his hand in order to steady the ark, and he died, simply because they were not carrying it the way that God prescribed by the individuals that God prescribed. Then finally, there's some instruction with, you know, some dishes, bowls, flagons that were going to be used in these offerings, supposed to be made out of pure gold, and the bread of presence that was going to be on the table before him. So he's starting to set these things in place that we're going to be referencing over and over throughout the Old Testament. So the thought that I want to leave you with today is simply that thought that God has the right to choose how man worships him, and God has the right to choose how we do things, how we accomplish things. If God tells us to do something and then tells us how we are to do it, giving us a specific set of rules or commandments or guidelines, then we need to follow those things. The authority of God is very important. Let's make sure that we're always thinking about how not only we think we should accomplish God's will, but how God said we would accomplish God's will. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.